I thought about, I'll think about odd things. Sometimes this morning I was thinking about the Star Spangled Banner. And, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? If I was going to preach something besides what I'm going to preach, I might have had time to work on it. I'd preach on, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Whoo, hallelujah. That's a good message. Y'all know that one? And I thought, I looked around, I seen all these preachers that I'd seen, and I thought, after the long night of battle and the bombs bursting and the rockets glare, one of these dawnings we're going to see who's left. Huh? Just like they stood on that balcony and that bulwark and they looked out and they said, can you still see the flag flying? And when the smoke had cleared and the bombs had quieted, there stood the flag. Well, do you feel like a survivor this morning? Huh? Do you feel like a survivor? I do. Well, they've been a lot of nights. I said, Lord, am I going to make it through this night? But the dawn came, and there was the old raggedy flag flapping in the breeze. Woo, hallelujah. Well, I feel like I'm on holy ground this morning. And that makes me a nervous wreck nearly. You may not you, but it does me. Every time I ever get in the pulpit, I feel like I'm on holy ground. Amen. And after Brother Rich last night preaching on, the demonstration. Oh my, what a wonderful message. We need a demonstration, don't we? And I'd like to have it this morning. I'm going to preach, if the Lord will help me. I want you to go to Exodus chapter 32. Amen. I want y'all just do whatever you can to help me out here. All these good preachers. I believe there's as many here as I've seen in a long time. Preachers in here. And there's a lot of them I've seen. About all of them here. I'd rather hear preached than myself. But they called my number and got me an offering, so I'm obligated here to try my best. I want you to look at Exodus chapter 32, and then I'm going to go to maybe to the book of Matthew and read a verse there. The Bible said this in chapter 32. It's great to see everybody here this morning. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together. Now, normally there's nothing wrong with people or togetherness, but sometimes there is. When the people saw Moses delay, they came down out of the mountain. The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. Woo. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. Now Aaron said unto them, now, Aaron, now if you're going to go somewhere and leave your church with somebody, I don't recommend Aaron. All right? Because instead of him saying, now just hold on, boys, the pastor will be back in a little while. He said, Aaron said to them, break off your earrings. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with that message, but, you know, but in the context here, it wasn't right. He said, break off the golden earrings, which are, now get this. This is my message. I think I got one here somewhere. It's all covered up and all this other stuff. But look at this. Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives. Well, that's bad. And your sons, that's even worse. Huh? Now you thought, Brother Rich preached last night, you thought we had new sins. There ain't no new sins. Just new ways, I guess, of doing old sins. Amen. But these folks was all, now my message, I've already passed it up, but notice what they did. Amen. Look at their attitude here. These are the people of God. These are the ones he called out. Amen. And brought them out with a high hand. These are the ones that he was feeding and clothing and keeping and taking care of. Amen. And Moses had gone into the mountain. 40 days and nights he was there. That's not a long time, but it was too long for them. Amen. And then they rose up, and the Bible said, he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. My! Did you hear that? Isn't that just horrible? Amen. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down and ate and drank and rose up to play. Whew. My, 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 my. Now, I want to draw your attention today to verse 1, where the Bible said, when the people saw that Moses delayed. I want to go to Matthew chapter 24. And verse number 48. Boy, I wish I'd get loose. If I could just get loose to preach this morning, I'd worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Huh? First things first. Matthew 24, the Bible said, verse 45. Let's begin reading there. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, get this, here's my text. With this servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Oh, hallelujah. Now, the Lord delayeth his coming. Moses, amen, when the people saw, amen, that Moses delayed. Oh, aren't we a watching people? Huh? What time is it? We are worse in our day than Moses' day. They didn't have any Rolex or Timex or this great watch here that I've got. I don't know what it is. It's a quartz. Folks are edgy. Folks are restless. Folks are wanting something to happen. They're praying for patience. God, give me patience right now. Hallelujah. But I want to preach today about the, amen, some things about this delay. Amen. Amen, this man said, my Lord delayeth his coming. Now notice what happens during the delay. He shall begin to smite his fellow servants. Amen. Acting strange. I never seen him act like that. I've got folks in my church that I drove home, amen, and look over at my wife and say, I've never seen them act like that. And it wasn't shouting either. It was pouting. Hallelujah. Amen. Folks that you used to could depend upon have all of a sudden became independable. Is that the right word? Amen. You can't rely on them. There's something about it. We talk about the millennium, and you know a lot of folks have made a lot of money along the millennium because it's kind of got folks' attention. Amen. Folks are raising gardens and storing water and doing things that they never done. Amen. But you know, amen, if something don't happen, amen, folks will get restless and the water will get old and the gardening will stop and they'll look for something else to do. Amen. Come on now. I don't know if you realize it or not this morning, but we are in that period of delay. And the attitude we have and what we do, amen, with our time that's on our hands will determine, amen, our destiny. Amen. Come on now. We're in that time where Jesus told his disciples, he said, I'm going to go away and I will come again. Oh, Brother Rich, I love to hear people preach on the coming of the Lord. I like to do it myself when the Lord will give me a message on it. Amen. I like to hear about the coming of the Lord. Amen. There's been a delay. Amen. He left nearly 2,000 years ago. Amen. He left into the clouds. And he said, I will return in like manner as you see me go away. Amen. How many this morning believes that the Lord is coming back? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And so, amen, Moses, amen, went into the mountain. Praise God. And I don't know of any time there had been a greater, amen, occasion in all the history of mankind when Moses went into that mountain where God said, I'm going to give you commandments. I'm going to give you some rules to live by. I'm going to set the, amen, the Ark of the Covenant and the priesthood, and I'm going to give you the methods, and amen, I'm going to give it all to you. And he said, tell the people, amen, not to approach this mountain. Tell them not even a beast to come upon this mountain. For if a man or a beast comes upon this mountain, amen, he said, I'm going to destroy him, or you destroy him. Amen. Come on, church, are y'all there? Amen. There wasn't anything that they had seen more awesome than Mount Sinai. When Moses went in that mountain, Brother Collins, amen, the glory of God filled it for 7 days. Amen. There was smoke and fire and glory. How many still remembers the glory? Amen. In the mountain. Hallelujah. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen. But Moses stayed longer than 7 days. He stayed longer than 21 days. And it seems like to me, I've got some points. They may not be sharp enough for you to even feel them, but I've got some of them. But I want you to notice what I notice about this delay. Number one, there's a danger in this delay. Amen. The people that once stood and looked at Mount Sinai with awe and reverence, now they've quit looking that way. Huh? Come on now. They've quit looking, amen, at the awe and the wonder, amen, of the glory of God. Come on now. I got to get here in a minute. Amen. But the danger. And I want you to notice their attitude. When the people saw that Moses delayed, amen, then they began to say, amen, notice this, they delayed to come out of the mountain. The people gathered themselves together. Now I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes that ain't good. We talk about, is it extremely quiet in here? Is that just my subconscious? Huh? But, you know, when folks, I'll tell you, when you, there's been times when I was pastoring a church, I was preaching about our people getting unified, and I finally got them that way. I got everybody mad at me, so they were all together in one accord. Hallelujah. But that ain't really good. That's not really good at all. And you know, I've had some trouble in the years past in church. You're going to have as long as you got people. And I had some trouble. And you know, when you're out there shaking hands and you see a, amen, folks are gathering up in the corner. I get a little queasy when I see that feeling. Woo, hallelujah. Come on now. I want to tell you, in this delay, the danger of this delay is people want to take things into their own hands. Oh, I'm not just preaching off the wall. I want to tell you what I've seen, amen, in the last few years as a looker and an observer, amen. And it's because of this delay and people lost their awe and their wonder. Oh, there was a time, amen, that folks wouldn't do that, amen. But now it's just like politics, amen. Folks want to run things by polls and popular opinion. Well, come on now. Amen. I tell you, church elections just make me nervous. Yes, they do. Amen. They make me nervous. Amen. But folks like to take things into their own hands when it looks like the delay is longer, amen, than they want it to be. Amen. They start wanting to run the church by popular opinion. Oh, come on now. How many knows this morning that you can't run God's church on popular opinion? Can you see Moses at the Red Sea? Alright, church, we're going to vote. Do we go across the Red Sea or not? Let's go back! Amen. But he didn't put them to a vote. He said, God, amen, are we going to go across or not? And God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hey, you know what I'm seeing in this hour? Amen. And I know it's because of the hour that we live. I'm seeing people rise up and get caught up in trends and caught up, amen, in popularity. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I feel like shouting a little here. Amen. Folks getting caught up in fashionable things. And they say this, everybody's doing it. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, amen, when you're governing your life, amen, on whether the world votes for you or not, you're governing yourself on the wrong thing. Somebody say amen. I'll tell you, the Bible said, y'all still with me? Yeah. Amen, I'm preaching that one of the first things I see when this delay comes, I see a church, amen, that begins to take things in their own hands. Amen, that's right. Amen, one man told me one time, it's his world. Amen. You say, I'd say he didn't like that, and some of you don't either. Amen. We're in a society where we don't want to be told what to do. Amen. Come on now. I've heard folks say, if I was the pastor, if you're not. Why? Imagine a vain thing. Hallelujah. You're not the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what I'd do if you was the pastor. I'd find me a church. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. If I'll tell you I can run this thing. Amen. Come on. It's like them tool boys going down the road. Amen. Driving down the road. And one of them kept telling his older brother, you never let me drive. You never let me drive.
Well, the older brother knew that that steering wheel slipped right out of the car. He didn't know it. The younger brother didn't know it. He said, "Daddy won't care. Why don't you let me drive? You never let me drive." And so he said, "All right." And he pulled the steering wheel out and reached it to him. And he, "Oh, no. That's what you do. Amen. If we pulled it out and reached it to you. Amen. Oh, no. Amen." And I'll tell you, oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what you do. You'd wreck it. Amen. Ah, you say you're going to preach on us today. Well, I sure am going to try. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you this. Amen. Because of the delay. Because it's been a while since we viewed the glory and the splendor. Amen. We get to wanting to have it our way.
Boy, I wish we were shouting right now. I wouldn't feel like I was getting in trouble. Amen. But he said, you know, the Bible said, follow not a multitude to do evil. Now, I got to stay right here a minute. There's this people power. The empowerment of the people. You say, you against people? No, I'm not. I'm one. Believe it or not, some folks think I'm a sideshow at the carnival, but I'm a people. Huh? That's right. Hey, and I'm going to preach. But you, I think I got the right message. I can tell by the way the fur is rubbed the wrong way. I've got the right one here. Whoo, hallelujah. Like to get that cat turned around before this meeting's over. Hallelujah. Amen. You say it's a problem? It's an end time problem. Amen. People don't like authority. Amen. It's been that way a long time. But this delay has caused, amen, a chronic problem. Amen. The people said, amen, they got together and they went to Aaron and they set up. Amen. Well, something's got to be done. Have you ever heard people say, let's do something even if it is wrong? You ever heard that? Oh, that's dangerous. Amen. That's like saying, let's pull this trigger even if it is loaded. Hallelujah. Don't aim it at me. I tell you, we can. It is never right to do wrong. Come on. And it's never wrong to do right. Amen. But we don't have that philosophy. Amen. Folks are wanting something to happen so bad. Amen. Folks are wanting something to break and something to give. Amen. That they're willing to do it with or without God. With or without God's way, with or without God's plan. Somebody say amen. I'm preaching on the danger, amen, of the delay. It's the spirit of the age. And if you're not careful in this Laodicean church age, amen, you will usurp authority from the man of God, and you will despise dignities and speak evil of dignities and despise governments and restrictions and law and order. The Bible said where there's no vision, the people perish. And that word means they get unruly and out of control. You can't tell me that our society and our church world is not out of control. They're out of control because of the delay and their lack of faith in God.
Nimrod. His name meant rebellious panther. Just let me preach right here. Hold on. He's the one, amen, whose hometown, Babel, that's the spirit that was born there when those Babylonians to be, the root of false religion, amen, that's where it began. And you know what false religion is? It's when you say, I'll build a tower to reach in the heavens. We don't have to depend on God coming down. We'll go up to Him. Does that not sound like Benny Hinn? Come on now. Amen. Does that not sound like some of our liberal, amen, media preachers? Amen. That'll make us equal with God. Put God on our chain and we can jerk Him down and do anything we want Him to do. You ain't helping this preacher. Amen. I want to tell you something here. Amen. This morning. Amen. We, amen, cannot afford to take this thing in our own hands.
Amen. Come on now. Amen. God's in the driver's seat. Moses is in the mountain. He'll come down at the appointed time and he'll have the law. Matter of fact, he's on his way now. But the people lost, amen, their courage. They lost their faith. Amen. And they said, rise up. Let's do something. Amen.
Even if it's wrong. Lord, here. Let me preach to you a little bit more. Amen. You see, that last church age, which I don't understand. I'm not trying to say that I know a lot about the Revelation church age, but I was always taught that that Laodicean last church age represented a period of time, which was the last period. Amen. And this was pointed out to me one time, and I preached this, and I nearly got whooped over it. I got up and preached on the Laodicea. It means the church of the people. And if you notice, in the churches, he always said, to the church at Sardis, or the church at Philadelphia, or the church at Thyatira. But when it came to Laodicea, he didn't say that. He said, the church of the Laodiceans. Amen. They owned it. Lock, stock, and barrel. They run it. They run it like they felt on any given day. Amen. If they had a migraine, they run it with them. It was a migraine Sunday. If they was mad at the preacher, they didn't want to hear no more about money and tithes. You know, some folks have a hang up about giving money. Some folks think that's all it's about. And if you ask for an offering or two or three in a Sunday, they think you've gone overboard. If they were running it, they'd do it. If I don't know how. Oh, y'all not helping me preach here this morning. I'm preaching on the danger of this delay. As people get out, amen, of their place, amen, with God, and begin to take it in their own hands, and begin to think they know more than God. Hey, come on now. They know more than the man of God. They know more than the Word of God. Amen. And that causes themselves to become immoral.
Now, notice, I'm going to tell you something else. Notice something else about attitude here. The people gathered themselves together and said unto Aaron, up, make us gods which shall go before us. Now notice this attitude. For as for this Moses. Now, you preachers, y'all still here? Would everybody wake her neighbor up and tell them I'm preaching? Huh? I don't know how you feel about it, but I just didn't like the way they said that. As for this Moses. Can you, I want to ask you, I know I'm meddling, but I got 2 days to clear it up. Huh? Can you just imagine this, coming to church, Brother Valentine, and one of the members here at the church, saying, as for this Collins. Huh? Boy, I tell you, I'd bristle me up, wouldn't you? I just don't like the way they said that. Huh? Little old boys around the church. I ain't nothing, Brother Rich. I know I ain't. I know. I'm just an old pile of dirt saved by the grace of God. That's a good part. But the boys around the church, I don't let them call me Randy. Huh? Why, they say Randy, I just hug them up and say, that's Brother Webb. That's Brother Randy. Huh? You say, well, man, you're getting pretty picky there, ain't you? Hey, you know what your problem is? Moses has been gone too long. And all Moses is to you is this Moses. They didn't say, oh, as for this man that opened the Red Sea. Or, you know, a lot of folks think a preacher ain't no more than a plumber. And I don't know why they don't call the plumber to come and pray for them when they're sick. You know, I don't understand that. Y'all ain't liking this. Huh? And when they go to want to pay the preacher, they want to say, well, see, I'm an electrician and I make such and such, so I think he ought to make at least such and such. That ain't the way God had it planned. You can't read the book of the Bible anywhere and say, yea, pay unto thy preacher the same as thy electrician. Huh?
You say, more or less? Well, you just leave that up to God. You hear me? Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. And if you're an electrician, I love you. And I'll just let you buy me a steak dinner to show you how much I love you. Amen. But I want to tell you this right here. Amen. The Bible did not say the foolishness of electricity will men be saved. But it said the foolishness of preaching. I'll tell you, and you ain't liking this because, amen, the reason I'm preaching it. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. The best friend you've got in the world is a preacher of the gospel. I'm not talking about a pretender or a hireling or a put-on sham. I'm talking about a man of God. And I want to tell you, in this delay, I am seeing an irreverence, amen, for the ministry and the man of God.
Boy, I'm feeling good right here. I'm preaching on. Amen. Do you know God settled this? Amen. Listen to me now. I said, God settled this. Amen. He said, obey them that hath the rule over you. Amen. And I think a lot of men think that's their wives, but that ain't their wife. Amen. Come on now. The Bible said, obey them that hath the rule over you. We don't like that word rule. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you won't let people tell you what to do, you'll never do what's right. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Jesus. Amen. He had something against Jerusalem. He said, thou killest them that I said among you, thou stonest my prophet. Amen. It was on his heart. It was on his mind. The Bible said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. I'm preaching on the danger of the delay. You lose your respect and your confidence. Amen. For the ministry and the men that God has put over you.
I think sometimes we're playing musical churches. Somebody strung up a hymn. They're getting ready to vote out the preacher. He sings, call me gone. Huh? You know that song, Brother Colin? February's the election. Call me gone. Amen. I think that brother could have sung that a while ago. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. The preacher moves in. Amen. To the church. Amen. And he don't unpack his suitcases. Because they got him on 30-day trial. I'll tell you what. When you get through with the 30-day trial, you ought to put the church members on 30-day trial. And get rid of the ones that won't live right. Hallelujah. You say, I don't like the way you're preaching. No, that's the hour we live. You don't like preaching, and you don't like preachers. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I want to tell you, it's the delay we're in. Amen. When that servant saw that the Lord delayed his coming, he began to smite his fellow servant. Amen. I want to tell you, you're acting mighty strange. As the hillbillies say, mighty choir. Amen. And I want to tell you what I think it is. I think you have got, amen, cold in your soul because Moses has been gone longer than you think. You mark the calendar, your calendar, and he ain't came when you thought he ought to. And so you took things in your own hands, amen, and you said, this Moses, amen, I want to tell you something. If you get sanctified real good, you won't say this Moses anymore.
Well, somebody say amen. Amen. Come on now, preachers. Y'all sitting quiet on me. I'm going to tell you. Moses. You ever read about the showdown of the almond branch? Huh? You ever hear of it? The almond branch showdown? That's where the people rose up and said, I think Moses think he's so big. Sound like some folks that I've passed. What makes them think he knows everything? You know, at the church, I just make the decisions about things because I can't see opening it up to 125 votes. What color carpet? Well, we got
125 different colors weaved into this. We got purple and blue and green and black and turquoise and all kinds of colors because we voted on it. Well, y'all ever been to Lonely Island? That's where I'm at right now. I paddled out here, lost my oars. Hallelujah. Huh? I tell you what, a lot of folks come to church just to keep the preacher straight and to keep the thermostat adjusted. Huh? Brother Addis, you remember hearing about that church that they sold out because the trouble all started with the thermostat? You remember that? Huh? Preacher went by and they were selling church furniture. What's going on, church stuff? What's going on? The church is shut out. What's the problem? It all started over the thermostat. Watch this. I'm getting ready to turn somebody's temperature up right here. Bifocals. Awesome, Brother Collins. I got two more days to straighten this up if I can. Hallelujah. You know what it is? It's the end time spirit. Amen. The humanistic evolutionized. Amen. And notice this big word, ecumenical. I practiced on that. Huh? Have you noticed how that people are in cahoots? Y'all know what that word is? Cahoots. They're in cahoots against God. Huh? Here they are. They've got together and they're in cahoots. I don't think we need to live that way. God loves you, children.
God loves you, children. All right, let's all do the
same
reach
way. Come on. And you don't want to live right and you want to double marry and you want to cut your hair and you want to have a television. You can find a church of that brand. Just shuffle right on down and you know what they'll tell you? I love you. I love you. And they're slipping in, I love you. And they're pulling out a dagger, I love you. And you turn your back, I love you. Oh. Folks have got together, they've voted out God's word. Oh, so you don't think they have? They've done it in every nominal organization across America. Used to live holiness, used to live by the Bible, but the delay has been so long. I've got books at home where every branch, amen, preach holiness. I've got about every kind, amen, back in the, amen, early years. Amen, they might have differed on this or that or the other, but one thing they were all in common on, that was a holy dedication. Dedicated, sanctified life. Come on now. It don't matter if it's a Presbyterian, Nazarene, Methodist, Baptist. Amen. They preach holiness. But the delay now has caused us to begin to smite the truth and to smite the servant and send messengers saying, we despise him. Come on, say amen today. I could preach a while here. Let me mention the showdown of the almond branch. I don't know if this will help. We'll change and see. They rose up against Moses and he said, we're going to lay these two rods here. You listening to me? Ooh. Moses laid his rod down. Aaron's rod. And then they laid down their rod. And they said, the one that buds is the servant that I have anointed to lead this ministry. Huh? There ain't no need of having another contest. It's already been done. Amen. And so they laid the rods down and Aaron's rod budded. And you know they took that budded rod and put it in the ark of the covenant. You hear me? You talk about, see, the ark of the covenant was the presence of God. Everybody likes the presence of God. But in that ark where the presence of God was the commandments of God, the shewbread, the divine provision, and Aaron's rod. Amen. His blessing upon the called out ministry. And I want to tell you right now, oh, I hope I'm doing good. Am I doing any good here? Amen. I want to tell you right now, God has a called out ministry. One man worked with a man in my church, and he told him, Robert said, you go to church, said, I've been thinking about going into the preaching business myself. And Brother Robert said, beg your pardon? He said, yeah. I said, I've been noticing how them preachers, what noble job they do. They go to the funeral homes with people, go with them with their loved ones, and they marry people, and you know, and they, and he said, and I hear the money's pretty good too. Huh? I told Brother Robert, he had a couple of them right. Yeah. But you know, he thought he could just go in and apply at the desk. Amen. And fill out a resume or resume for you city folks. Amen. And get the job. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. The Bible said there was a man sent from God, and his name was John. I'll tell you, that's the kind of preacher that we got to have in this hour, is a man sent from God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, thou hast anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. That's what we need in this hour, to leave the captivity captive and bring gifts to men. Are you helping me preach? Amen. We need God called and anointed, amen, men of God, and church members that'll sit down in the pew and listen to what the man of God has to say and follow him.
Next, I want you to notice, after they lost their wonder, they lost and they got into this power of popular thinking. And then they lost the respect for the ministry. And the Bible said they rose up to play. One scripture said that Aaron made them naked. Now you say, well, I didn't mean naked, did it? Well, I don't have my Hebrew dictionary, but in Virginia, naked is without clothes. I realize that too, he could be talking about vulnerable. They both would fit today, because when folks lose their respect, and I'm preaching to some of them today, when they lose their reverence, their awe of God, their respect for the ministry, and they get into this old people power, the church of the Laodiceans, we know as much as Moses. The next step is they rise up to play. Now notice, I didn't say pray. I said play. Y'all know about play in Cincinnati area, don't you? Huh? You ever seen the side of folks rising up to play? I mean, ain't I? My kids, I got a little girl, there's times that I'm glad that she will play, so we don't have to tend to her that close when she's playing. But you know, let's see here. How can I slide around this and everybody still love me? I can't think of a way. Huh? You know, I don't think I'd have to tell you that the church world is going worldly. If you got eyes, and I'm not gloating on that, I despise that fact, but the fact is, amen, folks are doing things that they used to wouldn't think about doing. 39 days before Brother Aaron
Do you think those folks would have made themselves naked and made a golden calf while Mount Sinai was smoking and the glory of God was moving in? Do you think our people, amen, Brother Don Rich, when we were having a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost, do you think folks would want to go out in the world and find them a mate, amen, that already been married? Amen. Come on now. Do you think they would even have the first idea, amen, about amen, going and buying a television and moving it in their house if they were standing there looking at the glory and the awe and the wonder of that mountain and realized that Moses said, I'm coming back out of this mountain with the command and the orders of God? But you know what happened? They got lax. Amen. They lost their burden. They lost their vision. And so it didn't seem that important anymore. Are you helping me preach? I'm telling you, there's a danger in the delay. Amen. Now,